afternoon's WSBA. Very pleased to have as our first guest today, Karen Budzinski. Now, let me tell you about Karen Budzinski. These days, having an enduring marriage is more of a, let's just say it's a lot easier to do in a sideline than it is as a full-time job. A lot of people are having struggles trying to deal with a spouse over a long period of time. Well, Karen has just released a book called How to Build an Enduring Marriage, A Guide of Building Better Relationships. Our phone lines are open if you have a question for Karen at 433-WSBA, 540-433-WSBA. Karen Budzinski, welcome to Late Afternoons. Great to have you on our program.
Thanks. It's great to be here. And you're right. It is a battle these days to get a relationship that isn't just a little quarter-mile jog, but a real marathon relationship.
Now, you have been married how long now?
33 years.
Oh, you're a kid. My wife and I have been married 37.
Oh, see, and that's wonderful. And you know what? I knew as soon as I got married, a month in, I realized that the odds were against me. So I got about 50 women together as a one-month newlywed, and I started to study on building stronger and better relationships. I did not realize at that time that many of the women that were in that class would have strong, enduring relationships, building on those principles, and if we made good relationships better and troubled ones healed. And we've just seen a lot of wonderful things over the last 33 years, and that's why I put these tools together.
Karen, it is not easy. It really isn't to have a long-ranging relationship because there are so many stresses, and now even more so, many more stresses on a relationship, especially a marriage.
I agree. I think that a lot of times, too, the way we go into marriage is unrealistic. We don't expect those stresses. It's as if we get into an airplane and we don't expect any turbulence, or we're driving along the road and the first sign of a pothole, we all abandon our car. I think if we realistically know that there are going to be struggles, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, and we commit to it for the long haul, that's the first step to getting an enduring marriage, is to be realistic about it.
Now, my wife says the key to our long relationship is I'm never home, so she doesn't get tired of me. Which I understand because, you know, I mean, I'm a guy, and we're pretty useless creatures when you come down to it. I mean, if men weren't going to give birth, you wouldn't be any kids. And if men had a menstrual cycle, you'd hear the screaming in the streets. I mean, women are, without a doubt, the stronger sex. And most honest guys will admit that, but, you know, we all know who wore the pants in our families, who was the, you know, dad may have been a distant leader, but mom was the go-to guy, so to speak, on the home front. How do you overcome men being men?
Well, you try to inspire them to take the position of leadership in the home. I know a lot of women, myself included, were, you know, the jobs that our husbands are involved in are very demanding, but it's to keep them involved and keep them contributing towards the family. I know that there is a principle that where your treasure or your deposit is, your heart will be there. So to keep both of the hearts in the home and in the relationship, you both have to keep depositing on a regular basis. So it's to keep each other inspired to keep building that relationship and that marriage and that family.
Karen Budzinski, our guest, the author of the just-released How to Build an Enduring Marriage, a book she wrote after years of studying relationships and teaching a class building better relationships. 433-WSBA, if you have a question for Karen. I have to tell you, among your five top tips, I really thought the best one is monitor your tone. Because if you take what happened outside or at work home with you, or if your wife takes a tough day with the kids out on you, you'll end up fighting, and it makes no sense.
Well, one of the first things I love to do in Better Relationships classes are to challenge women and men. If they hear themselves saying something that shouldn't be said, that isn't going to fail, that is in the wrong tone of voice, just stop talking. I teach them it's better to shut up and easier to shut up than it is to sweep up. So I think if we can just know when to speak up and know when to shut up, that's the beginning of some good communication.
How did you find this out, by the way? Did you test this yourself?
Oh, I have tested it many times, actually. Some of these things I've learned in the School of Hard Knocks. Some of it just being involved in something for 33 years and helping other couples and taking counseling classes about for relationships and heading up couples in churches and other groups and teaching, you know, new believers in discipleship and marriage classes. Over the years, if you are around it enough, you start to catch on pretty fast of what works and what doesn't work. And also, we know that the Bible has every single principle to help our life be successful. But how do you get those principles out of the Word and into your life? This is a real book of tools on how to do that.
The other thing I think that affects a lot of relationships, Karen, are folks on the outside, whether it's family members, you know, what your parents do and say. I mean, you really have to divorce yourself from your parents in a way, at least emotionally, when you get married, and keep it that way, because otherwise the influences can be very negative if the parents aren't thinking.
Oh, there's so many negative influences. In fact, I think our society has allowed so much negativity with the sarcasm in some of the sitcoms that we've incorporated and think that they're going to, you know, be good for our relationship. Sometimes the only thing you can choose is a good attitude or a bad attitude. And you have to take responsibility over what you're going to listen to and how it feeds the success or the demise of your marriage. At one point, I had to get up and tell quite a large group of people that I didn't want to hear anything else negative about my husband's work schedule because it wasn't contributing to the success of my marriage. You have to take maturity and responsibility over what you feed by letting it come into your ears as much as you want your children to take responsibility for what they listen to. We have to start taking responsibility of what we feed into our lives, because what we feed will grow and what we starve will die. And you're right, you can't take those things and keep putting wood on a fire and expect the fire not to rage.
Karen, we're about out of time. The name of the book, How to Build an Enduring Marriage. Do you have a website?
I do. It's www.betterrelationshipsnow.com.
A real pleasure. The book is available all the usual outlets. Karen Budzinski joining us today on WSBA. Coming up next, we'll have a look at Wall Street and then news.
Stocks close.